anything to look at while we're on, although maybe you might find some of the video or some pictures sometimes of a news story, because we're into the news business here. The important stories of the day are sometimes bolstered by video and the people talking about what, did you see that? Did you see what happened? And maybe that's how we may apply the Navy Yard shooting to that imagery. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Ken Kessler, here in this hour of the Good Day program. Nothing good about what happened yesterday, where a former Navy reservist shot up the Washington Navy Yard, killed 12 people, 13, I think, actually, is the number, injuring 8 others. For a while yesterday, it was thought that there were a lot of shooters, but Washington police and the FBI have now confirmed there was only one person involved, and he was also killed. So I guess that's the 12 people killed there. He was the 13th. No motive apparent. I would imagine that the social media explode. I know this happened just about the time we went off the air yesterday. So all of the pieces obviously were not put together. But it's yet another example of craziness, just craziness. 888-302-3684. So, Ken, you're monitoring the social media side of this. Twitter, aghast, facebook.com/goodday show. What do you have there that seems to put some of the pieces together, at least about feelings, people and their thoughts? And is it any different than what happened down at Fort Hood when Hassan shot the place up?
Well, Carolyn says it is time for the United States to do something about gun control. And there were lots of posts like that on Twitter yesterday, starting early in the day when the news first broke. Mm-hmm. Sarah says the news media should stop calling it a very secure building. Why isn't this a national security threat when a military base is under gunfire?
They shut down the airport, at least Reagan, for a while. Were they using it to ferry people back and forth? Didn't quite, it makes a mess out of the air traffic control system, obviously, but what were they using it for, do you know?
No one has said, but I know that there were several of the victims that were airlifted out, and I think they were trying to just stop the air traffic out of the airport so the helicopters could get in and out, and the other FBI helicopters that were there trying to keep an eye on things while the shooter was still active. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why they stopped the planes.
All right. So for those of you who were not around yesterday, this attack at the Washington Navy Yard carried out by one of the military's own, again, a defense contract employee, former Navy reservist, used a valid pass to get into the installation and then just started firing inside a building. So, as this is probably the worst sort of thing. Fort Hood was 2009. I was remembering that because we had mentioned it several times, the Hassan trial sort of getting over recently, and I bemoaned the fact it took 4 years to get this guy into a position where you knew what was going to happen to him. So, anyway, the profile of this gunman, 34-year-old Aaron Alexis, came into focus, described as a Buddhist who also had flares of rage, complained about the Navy, was a victim of discrimination, so he said, had several run-ins with law enforcement, including a couple of shootings. So what the hell was he doing on this base is the question a lot of people have. It certainly put the nation's capital on edge. You can imagine that. The mayor said there was no indication there was any terrorism. But, of course, at the beginning, there's always that. There's always somebody saying, that's a terrorist attack. Look out. He used an AR-15 assault rifle, a shotgun, and a handgun. And he took a handgun from a police officer at the scene. According to a couple of officials who spoke on condition of anonymity, because they weren't supposed to be talking, the AR-15 is the same kind of rifle that was used in the mass shooting in Newtown, Connecticut. And that's the reason for the call for gun control. You think that those chickens that are in Congress, those cowards who take so much money from the NRA are going to do anything about this? Should there be something done? I'm only saying they're chickens and cowards because they don't think for themselves. Whatever the thoughts are, they're all directed by, way too often with many of them, what the NRA does. And that's because of the political pressure that comes from people who think the Second Amendment allows you to have a bazooka. 888-302-3684. So, yes, what we'll do here during this hour of the Good Day program is talk about what happened, the dead range in age from 46 to 73. Number of victims were civilian employees and contractors rather than active duty military personnel. At the time, this guy worked for the Experts, which is a company that was a Defense Department subcontractor on a Navy Marine Corps computer project. And again, we questioned Snowden and his employee as a contractor. You know, it's really pretty interesting, actually. The government's all about chasing people around the IRS for their taxes, but yet they hire a whole lot of contractors they don't have to pay taxes to. Notice that? That's what that hook is all about.
They don't have much of a screening process either.
No, apparently not. So, what opens up your mind for conversation when it comes to this? And those of you who are, I wish the people listening on American Forces Radio that hear this hour of the Good Day program could get through to us, but they don't hear it until later on during the day, just before Limbaugh goes on Armed Forces Network. 888-302-3684, but plenty of people who are in the service, plenty of people who want to support or not support this whole business of what we do with guns, what kind of a society has this kind of violence in it, or is it just that it's the human condition? It goes to some of the other things that we have been talking about with regard to what kind of a species are we? Yeah, we supposedly are intelligent. How is there anything intelligent attached to this? Or so many other things. So he's gone off the deep end. Nobody knew that he's gone off the... I just read what the police knew about him. There already were questions about him. So what's he doing there? What kind of management is there at this level of the Navy or the Defense Department when they hire so many people? Are they discriminating? Or they just hire the company and the company hires them and the company doesn't care, get a body in there who can do the work? Something stinks here. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or to Ken at DougStephan.com.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Grainger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC Certified Service Experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC Certified Service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires and a 30-day price match guarantee. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 9/30/13. Add written estimate or internet quote for identical tires from competing tire retailer or installer located within 50 miles of the dealer. Required during guarantee period for price match. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, focus, and well-being in a great-tasting chewable. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-514-6021. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in no time. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-514-6021. That's 1-800-514-6021. Call 1-800-514-6021.
This fall, when your allergies strike, fight back with the power of Benadryl. It's proven more effective than Claritin at relieving your allergies. Get the powerful allergy relief of Benadryl and fight back when allergies attack. Benadryl, you know the drill.
Use only as directed, based on studies in seasonal allergic rhinitis. With Benadryl allergy, 50 milligrams 3 times daily versus Claritin 10 milligrams once daily. Claritin is a registered trademark of MSD Consumer Care Incorporated.
It's Tuesday, September the 17th, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, trying to make some sort of sense of what happened in Washington at the Navy Yard yesterday. A dozen people dying in a shooting rampage, deadliest attack, and it just, as I look through the list of people who were killed, it pulls at you in any number of ways. Let's listen to Tom Foreman break down the timeline of what happened yesterday.
The Navy Yard is a Washington institution. It is here in D.C., not terribly far from the Capitol. About 3,000 people work here, civilians and military, including the Naval Sea Systems Command, the people in charge of purchasing ships and submarines and weapon systems. They all work within this perimeter around the base, and there are gates in which they all had to come through to go to work. Nonetheless, at about 8:20 or so came the first report that there was some sort of an active shooter and people were ordered to shelter in place. How did he get into this building? Nobody really knows if he officially came through one of these gates. We do know that a lot of witnesses have had concerns about the back side of this building, where they say there are a series of gates and doors that they think are somewhat weak compared to other areas, but we don't know if he came in that way. What we do know is that witnesses say over the terrifying minutes that followed, a number of events happened, including at one point, numerous witnesses say the shooter was up on the fourth floor shooting down into a cafeteria through an atrium. A fire alarm went off in the middle of all of this, and some of the people who tried to flee by running away say as they ran down the hallways, they were encountered by the gunman who fired at them. In any event, authorities say as this went on, minute after minute, they encountered the gunman numerous times in gun battles within the building. And by 9 o'clock, according to some witnesses, that was the last they heard of any sound inside here, even though people continued to wait inside. Bottom line, after all was said and done, and these hours had passed, finally we received word at around 11:30 that the gunman was believed to be dead, and that sadly, as we now know, 12 other people were also lost.
So it took 3 hours for this all to take place. Officials say SWAT officers swarmed the building and killed this guy. Recently, he began working there. He hadn't been there for very long. The essence of the other people that were supposedly part of this, that was not confirmed. President called the attack a cowardly act. There's nothing to that. I mean, what kind of a... Really, Mr. President, that's the best you can do? And I'm not here to take a shot, pardon the pun, I'm not here to criticize him, but yeah, where's the, maybe there's, if you're having anything more to say, then you shouldn't say anything. But everybody's looking to him to say something. 21 after the hour.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Stefan, Ken Kessler, good day. 23, coming on 24 past the hour. I want to identify these people. Michael Arnold, 59, of Lorton, Virginia, Navy veteran, avid pilot, building a light airplane at his home. I look at these people, I don't know, why do I want to know who they are? Well, I want to know that he was solid, and this guy was, apparently. He'd been married 30 years. Had two grown sons. Here's the other. Let's see. Sylvia Fraser, 53, worked at the Naval Command Information Assurance Manager. Kathleen Gard of Woodbridge, Virginia, financial analyst, supported the organization responsible for the shipyards. Her husband wrote in an email that they had been partners for 42 years. Kenneth Proctor, 46, worked as a civilian utilities foreman in the Navy Yard. His ex-wife explained what was going on with him. I'm just looking at a few of these people, just trying to get a handle on what they were all about, and you ask yourself why. Here's radio host Mike Broomhead. We, in this hour, listen to Michael, monitors Michael. Well, Michael does too, but Kenny monitors a lot of the radio programs that discuss issues like this. And here's Mike Broomhead bringing us around to an understanding of this from his perspective.
The man's been identified as the only shooter. We found out that the D.C. police called off a search for a second gunman. They believe that all of the people that were gunned down, now a total of 13 dead, still some hospitalized, were shot by one man. His name is Aaron Alexis, 34 years old. He was originally from New York, New York. He enlisted in the Navy May 5th of 2007, aviation electrician's mate, third class. And he left the military, I believe, yes, January 31st of 2011. So that was his time in the military. He earned the National Defense Service Medal, Global War on Terror Service Medal. No motive yet has been reported. Now, two different things I have found out about him, and it's been kind of now it's making the rounds nationally. A couple of things. First of all, in 2010, so this would have been, I guess, before he got out of the military. If he got out of the service at the end of 2011, this is when he was in Fort Worth, Texas. Police say he was at the apartment complex Orion at Oak Hill Apartments. A neighbor said that she heard a pop and saw smoke and dust. She also sees a hole in her floor and another in her ceiling. Now, according to the narrative from the police report, the neighbor said she had had multiple confrontations with this guy, Alexis, and that he had confronted her because he said there was loud noises or music coming from her apartment. Said he confronted her in the parking lot and didn't about her making too much noise. She said she's terrified of him and feels as if the gunshot was intentional. Police officer tried to make contact in this guy's apartment, knocking on the door multiple times with no answer. Fearing, because there was a gunshot involved, fearing that someone may be injured, he called the fire department for a possible forcible entry into the apartment. When the fire department showed up, the guy came out voluntarily. He explained to the police then, he said he was cleaning his gun, he had been cooking, and his hands were slippery. You know, because all of us do this. You know, when you're cooking, you think, you know, while I'm breading the chicken, I think I'll pull out the gun oil and clean the guns while I'm at it. You know, because the two go together. Gun oil, cooking oil, what's the difference? You know, a second incident in regards to this guy, apparently from Seattle, the Seattle Police Department have released records with an incident going back to 2004. His father said that part of this was PTSD related from his time in the military. He said, he told the Seattle PD that he had some issues going back to September 11th of 2001, that he was there when it happened, and that's kind of where this originated, because back in 04, he shot out the tires of a car in front of a construction site across from his house in Seattle. Took three shots, shot out two tires, and that's what he told the police going back that far.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
I'm proud I don't have a car payment. I'm proud my car is at 250,000 miles. I'm proud my car is still going strong, while many of my friends had to buy newer models. I'm proud I made the choice to use Quaker State Defy. Because I did, I'm proud I'll be driving my car for a long time to come.
Quaker State Defy stops up to 98% of future engine wear, so you can keep driving based on Sequence 4A wear test.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. here. I helped the 72 Corvette Defy time. Find out how you can win it at QuakerState.com.
This fall, when your allergies strike, fight back with the power of Benadryl. It's proven more effective than Claritin at relieving your allergies. Get the powerful allergy relief of Benadryl and fight back when allergies attack. Benadryl, you know the drill.
Use only as directed. Based on studies in seasonal allergic rhinitis with Benadryl allergy, 50 milligrams three times daily versus Claritin 10 milligrams once daily. Claritin is a registered trademark of MSD Consumer Care Incorporated.
Sears Auto Center offers complete car care, but did you know we also carry convenience? We've got online scheduling, weekend appointments, and convenient deals, too. Right now, save up to $70 on road handler tires. Get $100 in Shop Your Way points, and we'll check your alignment, battery, and more for free. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete auto care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Offer ends 9/21. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms, available at ShopYourWay.com. See store for details.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off. Free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units, too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear, always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
Times. That's how often a group of House Republicans have voted against Obamacare, just to prove their allegiance to their party's right wing. Okay, they've said their piece, but now they've gone even further, threatening to shut down the government if Obamacare isn't dismantled. It could disrupt Social Security and veterans benefits, hurt job growth, and undermine our economic recovery. Tell these House Republicans, enough already.
All right, so there's a commercial that was released and started to be heard yesterday. It's actually from a nonprofit group called Organizing for Action. It used to be called Obama for America. The commercial attacks the Republicans who are threatening to shut down the government because of Obamacare. A lot of people on the Republican side are pretty upset about the approach that's being taken by some of the people who wear their mantle. Here's an example from Fox News commentator Britt Hume, who has a description or a word to use for the plan by some Republicans to force the government to shut down.
Government shutdown as a way of forcing policy when you control one house of the legislature is a loser. Now, people like Ted Cruz, who Senator Ted Cruz, who's one of the main leaders on this issue and certainly one of his principal spokesmen, believes that the political conditions are different now from the ones that prevailed in 1995. In some respects, they are. But in one respect, they're different, and not in a way that's helpful to his cause, which is that the Republican Party is in much worse odor with the public than it was in 1995 when people just installed a new House Republican majority for the first time in decades. And my sense about this is that the sort of axiom in Washington that when the government shuts down, doesn't matter who causes it, Republicans get blamed, is still in effect. And this is a very risky proposition. Now, Cruz and company say you can win the vote if you win the argument. Well, they're out trying to win the argument now, and they're trying to provoke something along the lines of what happened on guns. And when a popular sentiment just rose up, and next thing you know, no bill passed. It remains to be seen if they can do that. I have real doubts.
As Britt Hume, 888-302-3684 to be in touch on this matter. It seems to me that there are probably more people who are interested in talking about this because of the ramifications of it one way or the other than want to talk about the Navy Yard shooting, and that's fine, so be it. If you've got a point of view here, help yourself. It's also, it will be apparent that our connection on Facebook, facebook.com/Good Day Show, or Twitter at Good Day Show is something that you can use as well. Kenny, I don't know how it has been used to this point, but we're certainly open to having you, you can feel free to use that mechanism because that's what it's there for. Anything active there?
Nothing yet this morning on the on Obamacare or the government shutdown.
The reason
I think people are still just kind of numb from the shooting yesterday.
Yeah, that could be. 888-302-3684. Well, as far as the good news, maybe there are two things: the shooting's over, and not more people are killed. If you can find something good in that. And also, the good news is we apparently are not going to go to war in Syria. So then what is the bad news? And maybe this is the bad news of the day. The battle inside Congress that poses a threat to the U.S. and to the world economy, some people think. The most conservative Republicans threatening to force default on the obligations. Now, we can all argue about what we're doing with our money. We all know that so much money is wasted through waste, fraud, and corruption and abuse that we'd like to just stop for a while and sort of go to zero-based budgeting so that we can understand that everything that we're doing is actually necessary. But to do this, to pull this, doesn't seem, as much as I'm probably, when it comes to being conservative, using the word appropriately, because I think most of the time it's not used appropriately. Appropriately, the word is used to focus on fiscal responsibility, on money issues, because the money matters are what makes everything else come around. The clock is ticking. The budget, the new budget supposedly goes into effect the 1st of October, because that's our calendar. The federal calendar is October to October. The Republicans say they want to protect the country from the flaws in the Obama health plan, of which there are many. Control the costs, share the burdens more widely. That's something that makes sense to most of us who understand it. We don't like what's going on, but to shut the country down, is that the way to deal with this? I'm not sure, but most of the time you'd hear me say, yeah, let's go for it. So I don't really know. I'm not sure, really, whether this is a great idea or not. I don't like the sense or the sound of some of the people and the vitriol that's attached to it. I think that's probably what bothers me more than anything else about this stuff. And you got no fan in Obama here with me. It just is, I don't know. It's always so negative. How can we turn this around and make a positive? As I said, we get started. We're not going to war in Syria. I guess that's a positive. And there's no more shooting in Washington, so that's a positive. You can pull something out of that. What's the positive here? 888-302-3684. Here's one of the talk programs that Kenny monitors that we use in this hour of the program to sort of get a focus for you and a focus on what other people are saying and thinking. Here's Jay Weber with Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. They talk about what he thinks is the best way for the GOP to deal with Obamacare.
The political argument is going to be on the Republican side of the aisle, at least as is portrayed in the media. What is your opinion on how the Republicans in Congress should proceed? Because I'm reading today that the House is rudderless. They have all sorts of Republicans in both chambers angry at Ted Cruz and Mike Lee for whipping up the grassroots for support of their budget showdown plan. What's the best way to proceed?
Well, what I was arguing for, even before the August recess, is to have the House pass a continuing resolution, you know, for 6 months or a year. I mean, I'm negotiable on the length of time. That actually includes defunding, delay, you know, really the Obamacare provisions, but also has the rejection of that OPM ruling and two other provisions, Jay. But let's take the government shutdown showdown talking point off the table. I mean, first of all, it's impossible to shut the government down because two-thirds is already pre-funded.
Right.
So most of the government is going to continue anyway. Let's codify that. If we can't come to agreement, and there's a Rob Portman bill in the Senate, and I think James Langford in the House, if you can't come to agreement funding the government, it just funds automatic levels for 90 days. Still don't come to agreement, you drop that level 1%. Another 90 days, drop another 1%. But the government keeps going on. So we can say that we have some leverage to try and extract at least some reform so that we don't bankrupt this nation. And then when it comes to debt ceiling, you can do the same thing in terms of a no-default bill, a spending prioritization bill, so that we're not putting the full faith and credit of the United States at risk. There are ways of setting up these macro controls, kind of what Sequester did. It's not pretty. It's not ugly. It's not the way to do business. But, Jay, in the United States Senate, we haven't passed an appropriation bill in 2 years, not one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's utter dysfunction. I can't convey how dysfunctional Washington is to the American public. And so what you have to do is you have to set up these macro controls to force action on politicians. It's unfortunate, but that's just the situation we're in right now in Washington.
Oddly enough, There's some agreement there. Ron Johnson, I think, often has a pretty moderate and intelligent way of looking at some of these issues. And so with him in this circumstance, I think you find something to agree with, most of you or many of you. But let's pause for a moment, give people a chance to collect their thoughts and dial us up at 888-302-3684. The green light is on for callers here on Good Day.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world, like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say, yes, your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Book a room and stay between August 15th and September 30th this year and save 10, 15, or even 20%. The longer you stay, the more you save. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. You'll find it at Jarrett, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jarrett!
Life has its moments. Make them unforgettable with Pandora charms, rings, and bracelets from Jarrett. Jarrett has an outstanding Pandora collection.
It can only be Jarrett!
Visit Jarrett September 19th through the 22nd and receive a free Pandora clasp bracelet or bangle with your Pandora purchase of $100 or more while supplies last.
It's not enough to just build it for real.
Yeah, I mean, before we start, we design it, test it, and redesign it virtually.
Yeah, it's just not a go until everything is absolutely ready.
Whether it's launching a rocket into space or new products to market.
Three, two, one.
Siemens Industry Software is behind it from the ground up. Somewhere in America, an innovative company is defying the impossible. Siemens Answers. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
Kim is in a rush,
and a large tree has fallen on her car. She needs to file a claim. Should she A, strap her claim forms to a caffeinated falcon, or B, file her claim on Geico.com? The correct answer is B. It's easy to quickly file a claim on Geico.com and set up an appointment with an adjuster. The caffeinated falcon would probably get disoriented and deliver the claim to some burger joint. Geico.com is much more efficient and doesn't have dangerous talons.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
888-302-3684 at 15 before the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program focused on Obamacare and the suggestion that there ought to be a government shutdown starting the 1st of October. Ray is in Virginia, says this is ridiculous.
I'm calling about the waste in the government. It seems like we would have plenty of money to run the government, and now they're talking about a shutdown. My wife, she works for a naval hospital in Virginia, and she was on the sequestration. She lost two days per pay period, and that really hurts people from 30,000 to 100,000 a year. And you look at all the waste, I know, just in one hospital, and it's from your federal, your state, and your city, just throwing money away just to use it up so they could get more the next year. And then your Congress and Senate up there running the country. Why are we any different than they are? We shouldn't be. With health care, anything. They're exempt from these things. It just gets on my nerves when they talk about it.
I agree with you, sir, 100%. Let's go to zero-based budgeting every year. But you heard what Senator Johnson said a little while ago, that they don't have a budget, haven't had a budget for years and years and years. Great. How many of you are thinking about that when you go into the voting booth to vote for some of these boobs every 2 years? Here's Patty in Connecticut with some thoughts on Congress.
I say shut it down. Supreme Court Justice Roberts passed a bill and called it, he changed it to a tax bill, Obamacare, which is tyranny, because it was voted twice in Congress not to be a tax bill. Also, we're paying for Congress to go without the health care we peons have to have. We also, there's waivers given out. 14 changes have been made. Suspensions, losing jobs. I mean, part-time jobs. Hidden taxes, one-sixth of the economy. Losing your doctors. I mean, this is disgusting.
All right, disgusting, yes, ma'am. 888-302-3684. All right, what do you get from Twitter and Facebook, Kenny?
Jane says, I am sick and tired of the fighting. Their games are only hurting the American people. Sam says, another case of party over country. And Tom says, it's time to change the politics in D.C. Term limits should be on everybody's mind.
All right, 888-302-3684. What's in your mind on this? Jim, listening to WJOL in Joliet, Illinois, thinks shutdown of the government might just be what it takes to deal with this debt we have.
I do know that Democrats are very proud of the fact and point to President Clinton's success in balancing the budgets. However, prior to the Gingrich Congress and that government shutdown, when you looked at the budgets that President Clinton was presenting, the five-year, 10-year budgets, none of those contained a balanced or surplus budget. They all contained deficit spending. So the government shutdown is what it took to bring the Democrats to the table to actually address the issue of spending and to consider cutting growth in government. And so I don't want to see a government shutdown. However, what scares me much more is the unfettered growth of our debt, because there will come a point in time in the future at which interest rates will increase, and at that point, the cost of servicing the debt is going to greatly increase, and that will really hinder the government's ability to spend money on important programs.
888-302-3684. Here is Debbie in Florida listening to the Jet.
I just wanted to say my Republican Party is lying to the American people, because all they care about is the insurance company campaign contributions of thousands of dollars that they're not going to get anymore, because guess what? The insurance companies have to now pay out 80% wellness to their 20% administrative costs. So people, wake up, Republicans, because it's not about Obamacare. It's about the insurance campaign contributions that they are losing, and that's what they're fighting for, and they're not telling you this.
All right. So we've had a pretty well-rounded conversation, I think, about this. There is reason to get behind some sort of government shutdown. Yes, there probably is. Meanwhile, lots of activity in Syria, and we'll talk about that in a few moments here on the Doug Good Day program. It's 51 after the hour on Tuesday.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Celebrate National Preparedness Month with BePrepared.com. This Preptember, get 31% off our new Supreme Pizza Combo. All the food storage ingredients you need for delicious homemade pizzas. Now or years from now. Regularly $143.85, now just $99.99. Also save 30% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix. On sale for $21.99 this month only. For Preptember deals, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863. Or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, the evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Now 53 after the hour, the hours go quickly by as the focus on what's going on in various places in our country and around the world is of interest and valued conversation comes from it. Here with the latest on Syria, because this thing isn't going away, although it doesn't seem to be on the top of everybody's hit parade. Thank heavens, I guess, for a while we need to just sit and not sit back, but give the circumstance a little time to brew, shall we say, the solution, if that's what this is, between the Russians and the Americans and the Syrians on what to do with the chemical weapons. Doesn't fix the problem of this guy al-Assad doing other things to his people and basically making a mess of the country, but that's not our business, is it? Here's host Leland Conway talking to Senator Rand Paul about the national debate here.
I know you've been steadfast, one of the few in Washington that have been steadfast against action in Syria. I mean, tell us the latest with Senator Lindsey Graham now talking about, you know, sort of a writ of authorization to strike Iran. Why not Russia? I mean, if Russia has nuclear weapons, we know that they have nuclear weapons, why not strike Russia?
Well, you know, I think what we really need are some adults in Washington who will take a very reasoned and hopefully a reluctant nature. We go to war, you know, when America goes to war, we go to war reluctantly. When we go, we should go all in to win when people attack us, when we're threatened. But really, we shouldn't be involved in every civil war on the planet, and particularly Syria, where there are no good guys in Syria.
I mean, should we be involved in any civil war? I mean,
well, the thing is when we go to war, the important thing that did come out of this is that we had a big debate over Syria, and the president lost the debate. Congress was going against him. The public was against him. But the one good thing is he did come to Congress like he's supposed to constitutionally, and that's why I kept asking, is this a real vote? Is this going to be a binding vote? Will you abide by the will of Congress as you're supposed to constitutionally? I never got a clear-cut answer, and that I will continue to pursue. But I will also continue to pursue that having debate is good because then the country gets to decide, is it in our national interest to be involved in a war?
Well, based on what I saw, he seems to be more willing to acquiesce to the will of the United Nations than he does to Congress. I'm not sure that he went to Congress until after he saw those poll numbers. I actually thought it was a great thing for the first time, really, in many, many years. I believe Americans were as unified as they could possibly be over something, over the idea of not wanting any more war. I think we're just tired of spending money on it. I think we're just tired of losing souls over it.
We had thousands of phone calls, 96 to 97% of them opposed to the war. I met GIs in airports, their parents in airports, and everybody came up to me and said, you know, our young men and women who volunteer, who are so patriotic to defend our country, are just not excited about fighting on the same side as al-Qaeda in a civil war.
How much damage has been done to our reputation in the world as a superpower as a result of this? I mean, now we've got your cohort in the Senate, Lindsey Graham, talking about striking Iran. I mean, it's like we kind of have to say, it's almost like you got a bar fight and we got our butt whipped. And now we're like, oh, yeah, well, next time, I'll, you know, I mean, it's childish.
Yeah, we shouldn't act as if we're seventh graders on the playground, you know, saying, listen to me or else. So I think really, ultimately, though, the debate has been good for the country. And I think as we you know, go forward in this debate, American people really did express their will, and we need to obey the Constitution, which says war is initiated by Congress. And if we did so, I think we'd be less involved in, it would be involved in less war.
There's Ron Paul with some thoughts. Rand, what did I say? I said, Ron, no, thank you very much, Michael. I like his father. I have his book. I'm kind of onto that sort of thing. They both are similar in their approach, but Rand Paul, I think, has taken on the mantle and seems to attract the same group that his father does, but he also attracts women as well because he's good-looking. The old man just attracts young men 18 to 34. So Rand brings in the women. The president has authorized the United States government to provide chemical weapons-related assistance to groups in Syria, including training for chemical weapons attacks and protective equipment for select vetted members of Syrian opposition forces. The order was issued yesterday. The White House said the president is waiving provisions of the Arms Control Export Act that restrict the U.S. from providing munitions, credits, and licenses to countries supporting acts of terrorism. These prohibitions can be waived if the president determines that the transaction is essential to the national security interests of the United States. So how do you get that from this? How do you get that what's going on in Syria is important and essential to the national security interests of our country? Now, that may be a discussion that takes place today. So, if it is a discussion that takes place today, we'll talk about it during the course of the next 24 to 48 hours. This is the Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.